No. That's just interesting. So you problem with a lot of these sugyas is they depend on a lot of general background information. And says like this. Avod Yom Ha'Chafer. Ma'am Nisli Kol Emes De'amrit Li Lo Parayna. Lul Hav Ne'amonos. Every time you say, I know Jack. That means Ne'amonos is a right that you have in different situations. I have Nemonis in a Milval pair. Lulova has a right. He's say Parayti. It's a dinan. Nemonis of Tainas Balidvara. For instance, Chazor Gomash Tachzodam Hu Shalom. I have Nemonis to say it belongs to me. Then I sell it to you. Not only am I giving you the property, I'm giving you the right that it belongs to you. Handing over that right. Not now you get it by yourself automatically. Nafkamina between these two things, climb the first piece in Shomer Chamalevin. Shows that's what it is. So then Namaras Balifar. So an enormous milvah, yeah. The lover has a right to say parayti. Is Nemonis. The lover can give up that right and hand it back to the malva. Says, you have a right to say the Nemonis that I have of saying parayti, I'm giving over to you, and now you have the Nemonis to say lo parayti. He says, so what is happening between Abai and Rava? Arai, Rava, and Rav Papa. Abai and Rava say, he gave him Nemonis. Rav Papa says, listen, what Nemonis did he give him? He gave him the same Nemonis that he had. Enochanam, he can give him total Nemonis. But he just gave him the Nemonis I have, I'm giving to you. So let's say the Lova says Parayti. And two Adim come and say Lo Para. Who would we believe? The Adim. So therefore, when the Lova hands the Nemonis that he had over to the Malva, that's Nemonis that is contradictable by Edom. Since Nemonis is contradictible by Edom, that's what Rav Papa answers. Now, he didn't give them total Nemonis. Maybe he could. We'll see. He just gave whatever Nemonis I have to say, Lo Parayti, I'm giving up, I'm giving you. Every Nemonis I have to say, Parayti, I'm giving over to you, and your Nemon to say, Para or Lo Para. But it's the same Nemonis that I have. I'm not giving you anything that I don't have. Those rights I have, or the Nemonis say para lo para, I'm handing back to you.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Isn't his rights to say that he didn't pay back stronger than Edom? Because he's the Baal Din? So if he says, he has the koach to even say against
him. Because that's a separate issue, whether Hodah is Baal Din. That'll come out of the sugya later. Hodas Baldin. What about Hodas Baldin against two Edom? Is it because that comes out of the sugya later? Yidah mitvam l'arpsam esadim mem. Okay. Hota hodah malelig b'chafer. Says mem nisli kibay trei. You are Nemon Kitre. Now here, I mean, the Lova tells the Malva, I'm not giving over my nemonis. I'm giving you the nemonis of Shnei Edim. Ozul para, be'apei klos. So, what does that mean? So, if you take a look at the Rishonim here, the Ramban and Rajbar and Memalaf on the Beis in the previous sugya, I skipped it then. And there's the Balamor Ramban. Ritva really spells everything out in very clear terms. Ritva says, what does that mean? Let's just finish the Gemara because of certain important issues here in the Gemara. You name it the Amrit Lo Parayna, Ozul Pari Be Apet Losa. You paid him in front of three. Amrav Papa, Kibay Tre Hemne, Tlos Lo Hemne. I'm going to have one of the Red Rabbi Shul, Rav Papa. Aim the Amr Rabbon as in the boss of Rov Deos, Hani Milinian Umden, the Kam the Fishi Bikitve, and in Eidos, make a trick, make a mail. What does that mean? It means like this. We know there are a lot of things you need Shnei Edom. When I need Shnei Edom, what does that mean? Does it mean one aid has a certain amount of nemonis, I build it up? No, it doesn't mean that. It means I don't believe Edom, I believe a kat Edom. Two form a kat, it's a unit. Mora says, how do I know trait, mea katrait, trait kamea? Paul says, learn two halachas out of that. And the question is, how do I learn two halachas? Because it's all one halacha. That if it's good with two, so why do I need three? What says Nimsech HaKaro Apostle? Or the Gemara says, 100 is like two. What is it? Because I need a kat edim. Kat edim functions as a unit. And once what's inside the unit, whether it's two or five or ten, it's a kat, number one. Number two, it's not only a kat, but if there's a problem with a kat, the problem, the whole cat goes. So that's Nimsech HaMakaro Posel. You're dealing with a unit of a cat. And so that so if I say you nemen like a cat egg. That's it. No. Okay. Now, and numbers don't make a difference. When do numbers make a difference? In your umdina. What does that mean? The Shuma, let's say Bezin has to evaluate. Let's say, what's going to go? Right now, there's a major insurance claim, I'm sure, down in Miami about something about this building that collapsed. Now, how much was this building worth? It's going to go to court, so what's the judge going to sit there? I think there's no. The judge going to bring in a bunch of experts who, and they're going to give an evaluation. That's Bezin is always looking for a shuma. So I have a few of. So what's going to happen? The prosecution is going to bring in one, and this one's going to bring in this, and this one's going to bring in. How does Bezin decide? Although you bring in a number, and Bezin decides these are common people, and you go by Rov. When I try to establish a fact, this is a din nemonis and biro. There are different types of birurim. Edus is two separate things. There's a birur of Edus. And the Bir of Edus means that Bezin can paskin according to this, and they have no clue. Maybe these are the biggest con artists in the world. Maybe not. They have to do their job of cross-examination. And then after that, it's enough. The Rambam writes, important Rambam, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Very important Rambam. Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. He says, Torah says about a Novi. You have to listen to a Novi. So how do you know who is a Novi? Me yesode hadas leida shahakel menabe is b'nei odom. Okay. So So how do we know who's an Ovid? So the Rambam says, Torah says if he does, that if he tells, if he does an oath or a mo face, so and so he says, so how do we, so he, so the Rambam says in Parakhes, doesn't know some office. So maybe he's a magic expert who knows how to do sleight of hand that seems like an awesome office, but it's not really. Maybe he's who knows what. Kol Navi Shiyamot Achamosh Rabbeinu Eino no ma'minim bo m'bnei ha'os levado. You don't believe him only because of the os. No. Keshinoam yasa os nishmalo. M'bnei she'ha'mitzvah she'tziva ha'moshe v'torah. Oma imnotzen os. Okay. Moshe's, okay. That means the Torah says he has to fit all the criteria of being a Navi. He has to be a Talmud Chacham, he's a tzaddik. All the criteria. So someone who fits all those criteria, and then he does an Osem Oseh. So maybe Erechanami, a person reached a certain Madrega, and he decided, I'm going to fool the world. And he learned certain how to do certain hocus-pocus magic. So how do you know? So the Rambam says, because the Torah says you have to listen to him. He says, Kamo shetzivonu lachru chadover al pishnayim eidim. Av al pisha einon o yodim im hei idu emes sheke. We don't know. Torah says you listen to eidim because this is the best possible proof you can have, but and so you have to function knowing that there's a room for error. Torah says al pishnayim. So, now, Edim, and this, so Torah, now, Edus, the two aspects of Edus. One is, Edus is a Birur. We really don't know. So there's certain Birurim the Torah says I'm allowed to rely on. Edus is a Birur I'm allowed to rely on. Just when I come to a Novi, if he's a Chochem and he's this and everything, he's reached that Madrega that Klai used to look at him as a major Torah figure. And all the criteria Rambam sets down. Okay. And then he does an awesome office. Torah says, believe him, follow him, you have to do what he says. Do we really know? Maybe all of a sudden he decided, okay, I'm changing my whole identity, it's all fake, and I'm going to fool the world. Maybe. Torah says, I have to rely on him. So Torah says, rely on two way. That's one halacha. It's another halacha. That Bezdin, not only Edim a Birur, but Ezgin Paskins only Al Pishnei Edim. Bezdin Paskins only Al Pishnei Edim. What's the difference? Edis Miyuchedis. The Rambam writes, Perek Hegel's Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill a Rotzeach. How does he know? As you know. So he has to have two Edim, even if it's Edus Miuchedus. So Reb Chaim explained why. Edus Miuchedus is two Edim is a Birur. But Bet the Halacha Pishnayim or Shlosh Edim Yumas HaMes is Bezkin only Paskin Al Piyakat. And when they Paskin Al Piyakat, so if it's Edus Miuchedus, it doesn't become a Kat. Now, there's another type of establishing facts. Where, how do I establish facts? It's called memonas. I'll come home tonight, my wife will serve me some chicken. How do I know it's kosher chicken? Because she told me. Do I need shnei edim for it? I don't have shnei edim in our house. When it comes to yisurim, eidachot is enough. And even nishus kshemit to that. So I can come home and she says, it's kosher chicken. I bought it in a kosher place. That's enough. That's Eidecho Nemavisa. There's another halacha, just to understand where the Gemara is coming from and to put things in a certain perspective. There are three instances when I should have Shnei Edim, and the Torah believed one, or believed apostle. What are the three cases? Meis Baila. Whether a woman's married or not is a Dover Shebe'erfa. That's why you need two Edim and a Chasna. It's a Dover Shebe'erfa. So, and a get to terminate a marriage, you need Shnei Edim to be Mafkia. When you create the Chalot Shebe'erfa, or you Mavatal Chalot Shebe'erfa. Really, what should happen? You should need Shnei Edim to say her husband died. Special kula of Ed Echot, Afilu Posel. Why? Tosus Yevomis Tapecheski Megmar Yevomis. Mitoch Chomer Shechmarta Lo V'Sofa Nira L'Ri. So all 2.5 line, 2 taut line told such is a major thing. The last one, the Meimah Anan Sadi, it's not as a Chazokah Nemenei Lech V'Kach Menatot El Takonis Chachom El Hu. It's a Takonis Chachom. When the Nema V'Ein Z'Ak, okay, I how Chacham makes such a takana. Midrash in Nishnei Edim. Rabbanan Afilu Ed Echod, Afilu Apostle Ed is Ed VPA. Okay. Rambam writes then the Hilchos Gerush. No. That Rambam writes here in Hilchos Gerush. Oh, that's one. Hilchos Gerushin, like this. Last problem with Hilchos Gerushin. Agit shebeinecha sheitiru chachamim ha'er v'hachamur v'edesisha o'eved o'shivcha o'akum. So, שלא הקפיד התורה על עוד שני עדים ושאר משפטי העדוס, אלא בדובר שאין אתה יוכל לעמוד על בורו ועל פי העדים ובעדוסו. Something that happened in the past, the only way I know about it, Edim, that Reuven killed Shimon, no way I can prove it except two people saw Reuven kill Shimon. It's happened in the past. So then I need two Edim. But but to say Meis Baila, it's not something that happened, something that still exists and can be contradicted if he walks into Bezdin. Something that currently is sold that can be seen in public, you can walk into Bezdin and say, I'm here, I'm not dead. So the Torah does not makpid, that's an interesting word, on Shnei Edim. One's good enough. And here, there's a very important point Rabbi Akiva Egan makes. If you take a look at Rabbi Akiva Egan Mishnayos, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Shavuos, Shmuel Masechta, Shavuos Ha'edus, what does the Mishnah say? Shuas ha'edus noheges ba'anoshim v'lo ba'anoshim, v'rechokim v'lo ba'krovim, v'ak sheirim v'lo ba'psulim, v'noheges v'lo ba'ruyim l'hoyim, bifnet b'chok. Shuas ha'edus does not apply to noshim, does not apply to krovim, does not apply to any of the psulim, and it's only a ro'uy l'hoyim. Now, so comes along the Gemara and says, let's say a woman goes up to in Eid Echad and says, you know Eidos, that my husband's died. So it's only Eid Echad, but if he's made, she'll be able to collect her ksuba. He says, I don't know Eidos. He's making sure she can't. He's interfering with her collecting ksuba. So that turns into Eidos Mammon. And it's only one. Of course, I don't care. Here, he's Neman. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger here, wait one second. Not only is he Neman, and if he's lying, it's Shuas for Eidos. And Shikimi Mashbiya him Shuas Eidos. And if he's lying, it's all the Chiyuvim of Shuas Eidos. But let's say she goes up to a woman. Now, if this woman is Nam, it testifies in Bezdin, Meis Baila, she can get married, she can collect her ksuba, and she can do the same thing as if a man did. So, what is it that makes the situation that if the woman is mashbia a kosher aid, it is Shua Seidus, she's mashbia a woman, it's not, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, like this. When the Torah said, and that's Hikpido Torah, when the Torah, there's two dinner, there's Ne'emonis and there's Eidos. Ne'emonis is good enough for Meis Baila. It's not a problem. Ne'emonis is good enough for Meis Baila. Where it's not good enough, but if an aid comes, one aid comes, he has a dinner of Shnai. That's Allah. He has a dinner of Eidos. You don't need Eidos. Ne'emonis is good enough. But if a kosher aid comes, he has a din of Eidos. And that's why you must be a kosher aid, because in that case it's Eidos. And if she's mashbia an Isha or a Karev, etc., so then it works me din Nemon. There's no din of Shua Eidos. It says, well, who ate? That's very important to keep Eger here. At the beginning, Mishnayah is the beginning of the fourth parak. He says the same thing in a Tshuva, Sovim, Kufay, and Test. They've mention it here. Okay. Now, so what is the Gemara? So the Gemara says, when it comes to Eidos, so then 2 and 10 is 100%. And 2 and 10, 100, it's all the same. That's trade can make. But when it comes to establishing facts, now, here are the two types of establishing facts. When I come home, my wife will give me the chicken tea. So when she gives me the chicken tea, so if it's in Nemonis, I can rely on her. She's not too waiting. So that's fine. It's one type of Nemonis. It's another type of Nemonis. That's more expert testimony. A bunch of experts. You want to know, what is this building in Miami worth that the insurance companies have to pay for? How much is it worth? So what do? You bring in a group of experts. One expert says this, one expert says that. So what's the halacha? Halacha's clear. Go by Rov Deos. If they'll have to decide there was a structural fault of the building, there's not a structural fault of the bank. Who gets sued? So we get a panel of experts. You go by Rove. That's expert testimony in determining what a fact is, and it's not 100%. Same thing. Could this is a cholishiyesh posakon or a cholishiyesh posakon? You go by Rove. That's what the Gemara says. Now, maybe or not in that monas you also go by Rove. That the Gemara here doesn't bring that in that monas at all, because in that monas, let's say, there was a shechita, and three people said it was a kosher shechita. Two people said it was a posel shechita. So that this Gemara doesn't bring that. The Gemara only talks about Rav Deos here in establishing facts based on not establishing isur, establishing facts based on an expert testimony. Yeah.
Why does this Piron require expert testimony?
It doesn't. Let me finish talking. The Gemara says, where do I require Rov, an expert testimony? In Edus, it's not talking about expert testimony. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara thought maybe more is better. The Gemara says, more is better than only expert testimony. It doesn't apply here.
The second Mishnah, it does.
We'll see. Wait. I'm getting it. That's why I stopped here at the first Lashon. Okay. Okay, so that is no. Okay. Now, okay. Then the Gemara goes on. So the Gemara says, Shuma, what is Shuma? That's expert testimony. Expert testimony, I have a group of people, each one puts an opinion, Benson makes a decision, I'll pee the rove. It is a whole. This illness is this, it is this, it is this. That's expert testimony. A bunch of doctors say, it is a cholesh yesh pasukhan. It's not a cholesh yesh pasukhan. You go with the rove. Then the Gemara says, Lishnachrina. Oh, you have a chavre, I'm a sick bay tray. Oh, I'm starting to go for run. Also, Pari Rabbi Klotz. I'm a papa, Kibay Trey Hemne. Kibay Klotz all Hemne. Ma'ath Glor of Huna Bered of Shua Trey Kamea Meki Trey. End paragraph. New paragraph. Im Omale Kibay Klotz. Says like three. Ozul Parababi Bet Arba came in Nochos Ladeus, Nochos Ladeus. Now, the question is a very serious question. You'll see it under 1 millimeter under the surface. So I'll say, listen. What I say? Is it a tnai? Well, I'm saying I don't care about ages. I'm depending. Because what do you say? You have the nemonis. It's not anymore. I have the nemonis of Adam. I have a din of nemonis. And a nemonis, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's better. The question is, how are we going to understand this Gemara? Is this Gemara basically telling us that numbers make a difference in nemonis also? It just does make a difference in Adam. Or here it has nothing to. Here it has to do with Adam and it's not nemonis. That is something we're going to have to understand how Rishonim understood this before. Let's just see how the Rambam says it. Perek Tav Zayin Hilchos Malva V'Lova Halacha Gimel Dalet. That is, I say, we will see that in upcoming discussions. Tezvav halacha gimel dalet. Hisna maval she yenema b'chol eid she yom etzvot paro. There's a note below Shua. The heavy edim, and he doesn't take. So she yamal v'nema kishnei edim. So here is a very interesting thing. He says, what did he say? Harata Namanol Kishne Adim. Doesn't say shlosha edim. See, the Rambam changed his losh. We'll have to see, is that relevant or that's not relevant? Is it three? Because if it's three edim, he's talking about edim. Shlosha could be talking. Din nemonis. Nothing to do with edim. And we'll see kama nafkaminis if that in this whole thing. Okay, this is the general introduction. Let's begin with an obvious question. Basically, it's a Chuvas HaRashba, but those who have a Ritva here, you'll see in the Ritva. That's the question. All Rishonim basically say it. Igid Akashale. Ki hem neki beitre, believe them like two, will also elotre, my mahanele. You have the nemonas of Shnei Edom. Wonderful. And two other Edom come. Wait, it's two against two. What happens if you have Shnei Kite Edom Achishim Zaza? Mine stays in the Mosul, so you can't collect. Trey, Trey, Ladi, Trey, will come on with Cheskos Mori. Okay. Love Kushi, it's not a Kushi. Did Vada can have naked bay Trey Hochekama, Shane Neman can bay Adim, Gradim, the Rice, okay? Il Postal Al Marshe Baha called Trey Sahadi the Alma. As if he parceled any other Adim. You are the, I'm giving you the mnemonics of two Adim. But in order to make it effective, I have to parcel all Edom in the world on this topic. Otherwise, it's not effective. So there are two things happening here. You're giving him the Emunas of Edom, and but that's not going to be effective. If that's the only thing you're giving him, so what happens on the other end? On the other end, he's two other Edom come, it's two against two. No. To make it work, and you have to go and say, and I parcel everybody else. He says, "Umipashte the sugi mashma," and he, and from the pashas the sugi mashma, avakavlo omeshne edim ksheirim, stam ke edim. What's the difference? If I say te edim, maybe I'm talking nemonis of shne edim, or maybe I'm talking just Eidus, Nafkamina, Psulim. No, if he says the Suk, the fact that the Suk is a trait, it may make it, right? Means I'm talking Eidus. Yes. Stam Kishna Eidim, Shavim Boyle Mea. Okay. If you'll take, we'll take it, we'll go and see. All I'm building up to give you background now. To get a good background, there's a nice piece in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi to understand the difference in Nemonos, Eidos, and the like. That, Me'etz Hashem Bli Neder, we'll discuss tomorrow. It's here. In Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, Paraktes, Ruchos Rotzeach, Ushmeres Nefesh. I think it's Paraktes, Levi Tzeva, Paraktes, Halachates Vav. And Rabbi Chaim will make it very, very clear. He spells out all sorts of different between Eidos, Nemonos, and there are two levels of Nemonos, Nemonos of Edim and Nemonos of Nemonos, he called Nemonos Be'alma. He splits it down and defines it and splits it apart into all its component parts. For instance, there's another halacha. The halacha is that there are three instances, I generally talked one about Meis Baila, where you should require two Edim and one Ed's good enough. Where is that? Meis Baila. In case of Sota, what's the process of Sota? Have a woman, and her husband doesn't like some man she's hanging around with. And he gives her kine, I don't want you to be misyachid with this man. And then those are, and he does that in front of Edim, those are Edei Kinoi. And then in front of two Edim, she's misyachid him with him, and they don't see anything but yichud. So she's a suffix sultan. And the pasuk says we aid ain bo. So let's say one aid comes and says zinso, she's also labayla. Now to make a woman also labayla, you need shnei aidim. But in this case, 1A is good enough. When it's good enough, and even apostle is good enough. Another halach. Kegla Rufa. You find a person dead, is killed. Lo noda mihiko. It's not known who killed him. So, but let's say two Adam come and say, we saw Ruvain. Kill him. You don't bring an egg la rufa. Could apostle lo no da mehiko. What about 1 8? What about apostle, a korv, etc. Also, and there are all sorts of halachas revolving around this. Is it nemonis? Is it edus? Because in Eishes Zinsa, the shabayeva lachori required to aid him. That's all about it. It's more super stuff. Test them out. So Reb Chaim takes it apart. What is ages? What is nemonas? When is one? When it's a half this, half that? All sorts of subdivisions. Okay. Now, here, to understand this halacha, we've already seen that according to some Rishonim, we have the ability to passel Eidim. Here, I mean, if I'm a Baldover, I'll say, you have Nemonis and Pariety, and everybody else is possible for Pariety. Or the whole world is possible for Pariety, and only the mouth is Nemonis and Pariety. That's the schus that a Baldover has. To determine the nemonis against him. That's, I can parcelate him. Now, Rishon, we're going to get into a different thing. Let's say you have the following situation. So he says, you're nemon to say paraiti. The marvel's nemon to say paraiti. I parcel all eight. What happens if two Edom come and say the Malva was molded in front of us, Hodaz Baldin, that he got paid? So they're not Nemon anymore. They're not talking about Perua, talking about Hodah. So here you're going to see Rishonim a split. Why? Some Rishonim say, no, he only parceled. That not that the person of it, he only parceled them a certain edus is not acceptable against me, for me. A certain type of hodah is a different edus. For instance, what will be an example? To aid, there's a shover, a receipt. The mob has a receipt. He wrote a receipt. So, there's a Hodaz Baldin that he received the money. So, two Adam say, we saw the receipt and we signed on the receipt. So, the halacha is major machlokas rishon. What's the machlokas rishon, we'll see? Is there such a thing? I can parcel, we've seen, I can parcel certain Adam. Can I parcel certain Adas? Or we're simply giving total Nemonas to the Malvit on Piroy, and he has the exclusive Nemonas. That's it.
Is it not working with Thomas Chaibus?
No. Be very careful when you go to the Rishonim. Very, very careful, my dear man. Now, there's another halacha. Goes like this. Just outline cases, and you'll see. What I want you to see is what is the underlying svara going behind, and what is the halacha that's happening underneath all these cases. You say that I'm Neman Kishnei Eidim. Okay. So I say, pay me. He says, well, I have two Eidim. that I paid you already. He says, but I'm there, Makishna, pay me again. Paid him again. And the same two Edom are there who saw the first Piron and the second Piron. So now the next two Edom come to Beis Din. We are made that so and so was a thief, that the Mal was a thief. He took two payments for the same halva. Major League Machlokas Rishon. Be very careful what the ideas are happening between them, how they're defining what the halachos is. Because now we're going to get down to a very important thing. When I can, Nemen Olayabo, we said, can I give someone a din of an eight kosher? Or not a din of an eight kosher? Can I say someone's kosher is pulsal for eight? Since we do a chasna, there's a little more complicated, not din emominus. Now, what am I doing in this case? Because what did the ritual say? Not that we're just giving him the nemonah of Edom. I am passing others, because otherwise we'll be tray. So what is exactly happening in this process, the Gemara said? And now we're going to get back to the question Rabbi Kornreich asked. What in the world is happening? What in the world is happening with 3 and 4? It's all part of to understand exactly. You have to understand, there's Eidus, there's Nemonus, and even in Eidus, there's a Bir of Eidim, Bezim Paschal P. Eidim, and how, and what rights do I have? Nemonus is a right I have. So the Lover has a right to say Parait. He's giving something over to the Malv. That's easy. But that is the first case. Second case, he's giving more than that. What is he doing? He's empowering the Malva against him in a way that, in a very interesting way. He's empowering the Malva against him. But he can do that because, after all, when he's empowering the Malva, so it's against him. So, of course, to what degree, how am I empowering the Malva? What are the guidelines of it? Can I say so-and-so is a possibly Aedus on a certain type of Aedus, not a certain other type of Aedus? Or, no, I'm just, how does that work? This is the sugya. How, just as we went through a sugya, this is the sugya that we have at hand. Now, in terms of Rishonim, you have the simplest person to go through, because he organizes what everybody else says, is the Ritva. If you take a look in the Ramban or Mem Aleph Amud Beis, now Tifrei Eidim, he discusses this sugya at length. Rashi discusses it at length. Mohammed Balamora discusses it, not at length, but the same ideas. And we'll see, Mitz Hashem, this is. But first we have to define what Eidus is about, what Nemonas is about. And that, Mitz Hashem, Belineta, will begin with the Rav Chaim.